USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will face a recall vote this fall. The effort has 100,000 more signatures than needed to trigger the recall against Governor Newsom and his actions. To ensure election integrity in Arizona, ballot counters are working in Arizona to investigate voting irregularities in the 2020 presidential election. Democrats do not want the audit to go forward and have been trying to stop the integrity process. North Dakota has been designated a Second Amendment sanctuary state after Governor Doug Burgum on Monday signed a proclamation reiterating the state's support for gun rights as protected by the Constitution. Trackers are seeing more and more close calls between satellites as hundreds to thousands of small spacecraft could become junk themselves with any collision. Right now, NASA estimates there are hundreds of thousands of untrackable pieces of junk in orbit around Earth that threaten the operational satellites and even people in space. USA Radio News.
America's great cities are in deep trouble. Businesses are closing, taxpayers fleeing, and police are defunded as crime and homelessness rise. It's a dangerous time in big cities like New York, L.A., Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, and more. All this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax TV, exposing the real truth in his series, Cities on Fire. Every night, Rob Schmidt gives you the real news you won't hear anywhere else. So watch Rob Schmidt tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern and see his Cities on Fire special. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, and LG. Or tune in on Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. And millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Because Newsmax is real news for real people.
The Kingdom is reporting a remotely piloted boat packed with explosives targeted the Saudi Arabia port of Yanbu in the Red Sea on Tuesday. The blast sent black smoke into the sky off the coast. Saudi Arabia claimed to have intercepted and destroyed the attack boat. However, some reports say commercial traffic near the port may have been hit in the assault. Some reports say the attack boat harassed a U.S. warship for 3 hours before breaking off and heading elsewhere. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet declined to immediately comment on the incident. Embattled New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is reportedly taking over leadership of the weekly White House conference calls with the nation's governors about the coronavirus pandemic. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris have both opted not to join. After a phone call between the United States and India leaders, the United States government says the AstraZeneca vaccines, up to 60 million doses, will be shared with India amid a catastrophic surge in cases there. The United States will also send oxygen, drugs, and supplies to manufacture vaccines to India. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Your medical records are very private information. If America moves to a mandatory vaccine card, another one of your freedoms will erode away. Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The CDC says at least 138 million Americans have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot. The proof, a 4x3-inch paper vaccination record card issued by the CDC. First thing experts recommend you should do once you've been vaccinated is take a digital photograph of both sides of your personal record card. The one thing you should not do is post a picture of your card on social media. That's according to Nanette Day, assistant special agent at HHS. And she says the vaccine lot numbers are key to your card.
Those lot numbers are used to legitimize a fake card.
They also telling NBC's Today Show scammers are on the lookout as well for vaccine cards online.
Well, we've already seen it be used to target people for surveys. They already know the type of vaccine you got and potentially where you received it or what date you received it on. It will lend an air of legitimacy to the fraudulent request, which makes it more likely that you're going to fall for it and take the survey and potentially provide your personal information to a fraudster.
The supermoon Monday night and Tuesday morning was seen to many as a super pink moon. A supermoon occurs when the moon is closest to the Earth that results in a brighter, bigger appearance. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.